sips. I need everything, and this world of ours is giving me adrenaline. When I hear a baby cry, when I see an old man die, that's just the way it is. Rock the shack, rock the shack, rock the shack, rock the shack. Rock the shack, rock the shack, rock the shack, rock the shack. Yeah, that's the way it is.
Oh my, what is that familiar intro theme song? I'm guessing it's familiar because if you're listening to this, you've probably heard this show before. Well, who knows? Maybe we've got a couple new listeners this time around. But if you've heard the show before and you remember the last ever Rock the Shack podcast, then you're probably wondering, hey, what the hell's going on? I cried for 3 weeks every night because the show ended and I just got over it and now you're back. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Well, here's what's going on. I'm working on a new concept, a new show. I'm not really sure what it's going to be yet. I'm not there yet. And I really felt like throwing something up. So Rock the Shack comes back, a little bit of a redux. And we're going to just pretty much keep it along the same veins of what the show used to be. And we've got a theme for this show, which is running. And I'll very loosely and sloppily throw together some songs that, well, running will be in a lot of the titles of a lot of the songs, but you know, every now and then it'll be a stretch of to make the connection. But we brought it in with the usual, a theme song from New Order, Rock the Shack, written specifically for the podcast, and they even named it after the podcast, so I really appreciate that. And what, you don't believe me that New Order wrote that song as my theme song? Well, perhaps you're just a little too smart for your own good. Anyway, in the same vein of that song, let's kick off the return of the podcast, the running episode, with a Canadian band that had an album that reminded me a lot of that particular New Order album, and that's Guilty Boat Girls. And the song, wait for it, Runners. Hey, welcome back.
We'll be right back.
Guilty Boat Girls on the Rock the Shack podcast. That's Jordy from formerly of Pure. And yeah, we've played them before on the podcast. In the background, you're listening to Aesop Rock with All Day, which is actually a track he did specifically for Nike Run. And it's about 45, 50 minutes long. And it's made for a running soundtrack. Throw it on your iPod, your iPhone. And it's meant to be good background music for a jog. Not sure if they paid attention to the heart rate, beats per minute, and all that stuff. Apparently there's an ideal beats per minute, I believe it's 180, for a song to use for jogging. But I'm not too sure. I don't really get that scientific with my running. But I might use that 45, 50 minutes on my long run, which is part of the reason I'm doing this show about running and bringing the podcast back this week. I'll talk more about that as we go along. But how about we play something a little older? How about some Owen and Leon? And you guys are smart. I'm pretty sure you're going to see the connection to the theme.
I'm
Oh my, Kate Bush, we'll come back to that. Owen and Leon started off that set running around. And Diamond Rings with Runaway Love. We've played Diamond Rings on the show before. And if you listen to the show, you know how I feel about Kate Bush, my dream woman. If you heard the top 10 albums, Tim's all-time top 10, I don't remember what I called it, but you probably remember. If you haven't heard it, you can go back. I don't want to, spoiler alert, Kate Bush, The Dreaming was number one on my top 10 list. And that's from Hounds of Love, which came out not that long after I discovered Kate Bush. And that could have easily been number one on my all-time albums, because that completely rocked my teenage world when it came out. And I bought it on cassette. I just pored over the liner notes and lyrics and, of course, all the lovely pictures of Kate. And yeah, of course I was going to play that on the running episode of the Rock the Shack podcast. So hey, yeah, we're back. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how it happened. Don't look at me. Wasn't me. But yeah, I'm Tim Sweeney. This is the Rock the Shack podcast. Back in the saddle. And what's the deal with running, right? You're like, what's this running theme? Well, I've been running a lot. And it's been a two-year thing now where I've been running. Had a little injury, took some time off, got back to it. And November 1st, depending on when you listen to this, that might be last week or it might be next week, I'm going to attempt to run from my current city of Toronto to my hometown of Hamilton. Roughly 70 kilometers. The longest race I've ever done is a half marathon, so 21.1. For whatever reason, I wasn't all that excited about running a marathon. I was just like, yeah, fuck, marathon, I don't know. Just, I wasn't pumped up about it. Lots of people have run a marathon. And I just thought, well, I'll just try and keep running half marathons and 10Ks and get faster. And then I started reading about all these ultra marathons and people who do crazy ass 100-mile races and trail races and all this stuff. And I got it in my head, well, how far is it from where I live now to where I grew up? Like, could I jog into Hamilton and visit my mom? Google mapped it, of course, and we have a lovely waterfront trail that runs almost the whole way between Toronto and Hamilton. There's a lot of places where you're on Lakeshore Road, Lakeshore Boulevard, because people with really nice houses said, screw you, I'm not letting you do a path between my backyard and the lake. And I get that. But yeah, it's a really nice route and super flat. So the more I thought about it, yeah, I think I can do this. So I'll go into a little bit more about why I'm running this race now. I've got a cause that's more important than just seeing if I can do it. And I'll talk about that. But let's play some more music. It seems like it's old home week here on the Rock the Shack podcast. A lot of artists that we've played before. Not a big shock because, I don't know, as I get older, I seem to listen to stuff that I know I already like. And not that this is all old stuff. This ain't no classic rock podcast. This ain't your grandfather, your uncle's podcast. I don't know. This ain't your uncle's Buick. But we've played Ben Queller before on the show. And hey, it's the running show. And this is Ben Queller. And the song is called Run.
If it fails, I'll run. since I was 15. I have ran everywhere you can run. I'm not done with my traveling, so let's run. So let's run, let's run, let's run.
Scotland's Edwin Collins on the Rock the Shack podcast. Feels kind of good to be saying that again, but no, the show's not back. This is a one-off. Maybe a two-off, if that's an expression. But yes, Edwin Collins, we've also played before. I feel weird saying we when I refer to the podcast. It's kind of like speaking in the third person about yourself, because the Rock the Shack podcast is pretty much, not pretty much, it's just me. I have no producer. I have no co-hosts. Well, we did have one show where we had Dave Bedini of Bedini Band and Rheostatics fame. Yeah, one of the greatest Canadian bands of all time. One of the greatest bands of all time. Dave Bedini was on the show, and we called him a co-host because he was on the whole show, and Dave and I didn't spit rhymes and battle rap or anything like that, but we had a great conversation. But enough of that tangent, which, if you're a listener of the show, you're quite used to. But yeah, so why am I doing this crazy run? Well, I was going to do it anyway, and then a friend of mine has three kids. His oldest son, he has three, like, of the most photogenic, gorgeous kids you've ever seen. His oldest son, Caden, was diagnosed with leukemia, which, man, when a vibrant nine-year-old is diagnosed with a disease like that, it's one of those things. It's like, how do you make sense of it? It fucks with your worldview. It just, you know, throws you for a loop. And it's been a pretty emotional week here in Canada. If you're listening to this podcast when it was made, you know what I'm talking about. We've lost two soldiers to cowardly attacks on our own soil. And a couple hours ago, I watched an extremely emotional introduction to Hockey Night in Canada honoring those soldiers. So it's been a tough time. It's been a tough week. A lot of emotions. Let's play a set of Canadian music. Keep with the theme of running. And I'm telling you, I'm going to be running for probably between 9 and 10 hours. And I'm going to be thinking about a lot of this stuff when it gets tough. I'm going to be thinking about Caden and how amazing he's been through this ridiculously painful ordeal that he's had to go through. And I'm going to be thinking about these soldiers we've lost. So while it's been a tough week, it's also been a week that makes you proud to be Canadian when you see the response to all these things. So let's play some great Canadian talent. This is Animal Parts on the Rock the Shack podcast.
Well, I feel always like running. There's nothing I would rather do. And I imagine being brave and cunning, always 1,000 steps closer to you. All I really want to do is be where I belong. Be where I belong and get back closer to you. Feel your skin on my skin, touch from the heart. From the gut, all our time spent together, one line is just not enough. pretend that you met me halfway. That you met me halfway. As long as I'm closer to you. Closer to you. Closer to you.
Give you something better for your mind. Oh man, that sun is burning up my head. I remember when you were like a lovely song. Didn't take much to get along. But now, you feel underfed. There's a dream someone told me about. Made fast mistakes in slow motion somehow. You said it's like that every day. If you run away, only one thing I gotta say. Voodoo drums pounding out our fate. You keep on planning your great escape. Oh friend, can you pour me a drink? I walk all night through memories. I just don't think I'll ever be clean of thinking about you, not thinking of me. You keep on yelling about that broken clock, still hanging on that broken wall. Well, I guess you won't be hanging around anyhow. If you run away, only one thing I gotta say. I don't wonder why, don't wonder where you stay. I don't really care. You got me angry, you got me mean. Will I leave it if you feel like a brand new boy looking for his brand new toy? Cause I can't wait for these thoughts to settle down. You can find your way through a messy hole, but you come back out with no one to hold. Well, you might as well just lay underground. Well, there's the door, go have your fun. Show me how the West is won. Whatever you think you can achieve. But if you run away, only one thing I gotta say. If you run away, only one thing I gotta say. If you run away, only one thing I gotta say.
Pretty hard to not be a proud Canadian when we have so much talent. We have talent that plays hockey. We have talent that makes music. We have talent that makes movies. We've got it all. Jerry Legere and The Situation from his 2012 release, Some Folks Know, which to me was, I think, the best record I heard that year, 2012. He's got a new one out, Early Riser. Check that out. And before that, Curdy. I love Curdy. She's, if you haven't heard, if you listen to CBC, you might have heard Curdy. If you haven't, I'm thinking you will soon. Just wait on it. You're going to hear more about Curdy. And we started with Josh Cockrell's band, Animal Parts, one of the more underrated Canadian songwriters. And man, do we have a lot of good songwriters in this damn country. So yeah, you notice we kept to the theme there with all about running. And I mentioned why I'm doing my run. If you're listening to this sometime around November 2014, and you want to, you know, you want to support the run and you want to help the cause. If you know me on Facebook, then you're going to see it because I'm plastering it all over Facebook all week. If you are not my friend on Facebook, go to Facebook, find Rock the Shack Podcast, and send me a message over there, post on the wall, whatever it is, and I will get you the information on how to donate to this cause. So we're coming down the home stretch. Let's pick up the pace a little. You know, we can see the finish line. We're in Burlington. You look across the bay, we can see Hamilton. Okay, that's not that close, but let's pick it up. And what better way to do that than with a band that combines bluegrass and gangster rap? Really? You didn't know there was a band that did that? Yeah, they're called Gangsta Grass. And I'll be listening to this on my run. Oh,
lonely road.
I'm on the run, fam. All eyes on me. Either walk or fly. I'm ready to die. I'm on the run, fam. All eyes on me. Either walk or fly. I'm ready to die. I'm on the run, fam. All eyes on me. Either walk or fly. I'm ready to die. Call 911, officer hit. I let off five, now I'm tossing the shit. Gotta get the steppin', clean the prints off the weapon. I see your dudes in hell, I won't make it to heaven. As far as Mom Dukes, tell her this, I miss her. Soon I'll be chillin' with Elvis and Hitler. It was either him or me, I had the blast, had no choice. I ain't sorry, Duke, wasn't going out like I'ma do. I guess it's payback for all the excessive force. Popo letting off, all the fam filled with remorse. We call it street justice, y'all call it murder one. You'll get suspended when you're killed, we get the chair, son. Man, fuck that, let him come and get me. Give me my burning back, I'ma take a few of them with me.
I've been trapping the crawling
road. Yo, 100, I'm out, baby. I'm on the run, fam. All eyes on me, either walk or fly. I'm ready to die. I'm on the run, fam. All eyes on me, either walk or fly. I'm ready to die. I'm on the run, fam. All eyes on me, either walk or fly. I'm ready to die. I'm ready to die. I'm ready to die. I'm ready to die. If the hood's like a jungle, then call me Tarzan or Animal. I'll never be behind bars, man. I go out like Larry Davis in this urban matrix. You gotta love it. It's too absurd to hate this. Cause holding heat is just a code in the streets. Dudes are starving, man. It's cold in the streets. It's either sink or swim, crawl or walk. Let off first, so we outline in chalk. Cause in the first verse, I murdered the cop's son. Ain't have to finish the story, you know the outcome. They could murder like 20 of us, get a slap on the wrist. I step in their foot and get life, that's that bullshit. The war is on and it's never gonna end. Some people know what's up, some people like to pretend.
I've been trapping this lonely road.
Go to the end of time. I'm on the run, fam. All eyes on me, either walk or fly. I'm ready to die. I'm on the run, fam. All eyes on me, either walk or fly. I'm ready to die. I'm on the run, fam. All eyes on me, either walk or fly. I'm ready to die. Either walk or fly, I'm ready to die. I'm on the run, fam. All eyes on me. Either walk or fly, I'm ready to die. I'm on the run, fam. All eyes on me. Either walk or fly, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to die.
I'm ready to die. I'm
ready to die. I'm ready to die.
Why did I do it? I asked myself 100 times and then I start to cry. It's up to my neck now, I'm running like a dog. I can't remember how I started, but it's too late to turn back the clock. I gotta keep on and on and on and on. All my heart's praying for a heart attack. I'm gonna collapse, I better bit or not. I get abused for the things I've done. I'll never see the sunrise no more. What the hell, I'm gonna keep on. Money for my sanity, or for my family, or for my baby, or for my baby. Bullshit aside, yeah, I knew how to play the game right, but this time I made a mistake and I'm gonna pay the price. I'd rather be praying to the Grim Reaper and then the Lord keep on. I'm running out of time. Too late to waste time and haste. I fell to my knees to pray to your God, but your God wasn't there for me. I saw a victim myself, a long life of stamina. I do believe I was starting to lose my nerve and my mind. I heard a little voice screaming, if you do the crime, you must handle the time. If you do the crime, you must handle the time. If you do the crime, you must handle the time. Shit. shit, I won't bow, I did it. My belly on the beast doesn't have his name on his list. No, I gotta keep on moving and grooving. I gotta keep on moving and grooving. I gotta keep my mind clear. For the devils and the demons I will not fear. The devils and demons I will not fear.
I'm on the road. 10 more minutes and I'm gone. I'm on the road. 10 more minutes and I'm gone.
Back on the run by Gangsta Grass, on the run by OMC. Yes, one of my more guilty pleasures. I'm telling you, that album was a really good album. Don't judge based on how Bizarre was played. That was a really good album. Like, I think one song in that album sucked. Other than that, it was really good. And On the Run, Rock the Shack podcast is on the run. It's going away again. I'm sorry to do this and bring it back and be wishy-washy, but, you know, that's how I roll. So let's take you out with, I gave some thought to how do I end this. A running theme, one-off redux of the podcast, and it ended up being pretty obvious. The first song I ever played, I'm pretty sure, on the Rock the Shack podcast, which they're not all available online anymore, so you can't go look it up, but it was a Joel Plaskett song. It's been a very Canadian week. It's been a very Canadian show, as a lot of my shows were. So we're going out with Joel Plaskett, and he had an epic triple album called Three. A lot of the song titles had the same word repeated three times. The theme of that album was three. The theme of this podcast is run. The last song we're going to play, probably ever, on the Rock the Shack podcast, Joel Plaskett, Run, Run, Run. That's it for this podcast. Thanks for listening, and thanks for caring about music.
I do believe you're free to go just where you please, but when you leave this place, best pick up your pace and run, 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 run. You must
this place.
To go.